So I said that the changing the impression in the mind is mechanically is a laborious process. But even fixing the mind on Krishna is also a laborious process. Yes, recently I was asked a similar question. He said that chanting will give us control of the mind. But then we say we have to control our mind to chant. So what comes first? Actually, some basic amount of control of the mind is required for anything in life. If somebody has to study and prepare for an exam, they have to concentrate. That requires some control of the mind. What to speak of study? If somebody wants to watch a sports match and they want to enjoy the sports match, even then they have to control so that they don't flip channels and keep watching something else. No. Even materially, we can't enjoy if we are distracted. So some amount of control of the mind is required for doing anything in life. And that way it is required even for practicing spiritual life. But because in practicing bhakti we are connecting with Krishna, who is all pure, who is all powerful, connecting with him has a multiplier effect. Just like if I have to lift a 20 kg weight, it's a significant weight to lift. But if I have a lever, and I use a lever to lift up the 20 kg weight, I may have to put up the energy which is only up to 2 or 4 kg. And the lever will move the 20 kg weight. So still I have to put in the effort. But the result is much more than what the effort I have put in. Similarly for us, in the practice of bhakti, in a mechanical process, the mind wanders, get it back to Krishna. The mind wanders, get it back to Krishna. It's mechanical. But the result of this is that even if we are not very attentive in our chanting, still that even little fractional contact with Krishna also purifies us. And that purification will be seen in our ability to give up other kinds of negativities. You know, we may have had some habits which we wanted to give up for a long time, and then we just start practicing bhakti and just give it up. So how does it happen? That is the power of Krishna bhakti. So a little attraction to Krishna bhakti, pareshanubhava viraktir anyatracha. Right. Just a little practice of bhakti gives us pareshanubhava, the experience of Krishna. And that which is very difficult to give up, one just gives it up easily. I'm just right now in corresponding with a person who is a Christian preacher. And he's actually not a traveling preacher of Christianity. He goes and conducts classes. He's been doing that for 20 years. So one time a devotee gave him Bhagavad Gita. And he took the Bhagavad Gita and he decided, okay, I'll learn how to refute this also. And he started studying the Bhagavad Gita to refute that. And he read it, he just couldn't make much sense of it. Then he started searching for Bhagavad Gita online. He came to my website, Gita Daily. And I write on the Bhagavad Gita every day a small 300-word meditation, audio, video and article. So he read that, he started reading that. And then he wrote a mail to me saying that, actually 90% of what you say, I agree with it. He says, it's the same thing. Then he read about the Bhagavad Gita and he read about chanting. He started chanting and he said that for the last 20 years, he was smoking. You know, in Christianity, there is no regulative principle like that. They say you drink but don't become a drunkard. It's like saying you go to the edge of a cliff, look down but don't fall down. Well, why look down? Why go to the edge of a cliff? So they have that idea. So he said he was trying to give up smoking. For 20 years he's been trying. He just started chanting Hare Krishna and 2 weeks he just gave it up. So now he has, he's externally, he's still continuing a Christian preacher because that is his job right now. But personally his main sadhana is practicing bhakti. So the point I'm making here is that bhakti has tremendous potency. Even if our chanting is not very attentive, still even that inattentive chanting brings about transformation in other aspects of our life. So we may have a tendency to worry a lot. And if you start chanting Hare Krishna, start practicing bhakti, our worrying tendency will go down. It may not go away immediately, completely, but it will significantly go down. So the success of chanting is not to be seen simply in how attentively we are able to chant. Success of chanting can also be seen in how it transforms our life. Now, how it helps us develop greater inner strength. It's like, know, if somebody lifts weights, their success is not just in their capacity to lift more and more weights. That is one kind of success. But another success is the stronger muscles that they have developed. Similarly for us, when we chant Hare Krishna, how much you are able to focus on Krishna, that is one parameter of success. But the other is, we could say our inner muscles become stronger. When temptations come, we are able to resist them better. When troubles come, we are able to cope with them also better. So the result of, so we could say the lever effect. We are putting in some effort in chanting the holy names, in practicing bhakti. But the result is that we are becoming stronger. And in the overall transformation in our life, of our life, we can see the effect of that practice of bhakti.